because it'd be dry enough to, you know, put in the bond. It's right off. Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Did you ever have anything that you stack up to dry in the field?
Well, yes, sir. We would cut the corn that away, you know. We'd save it for feed stuff, of course, you know, and cut it and cut the corn, you know, and just pile it there till we get a pretty good bundle of it. And that's the way we cut. And of course, sometimes we cut tops out of the corn, above the ear corn. We cut that top out when it get ripe, before it get dry too much, and that wouldn't hurt the ear corn. It's done got ripe enough to mature good without that top. Cut them tops out, you know, and hold them in your hand till you get a pile of them. And then when you get a pile of them, just, you know, just lay them on a pile and lay them out maybe over a day or something other, and they're ready to take up. And you take them up and bundle them up in a big bundle, you know, and tie something around them, you know, and they'll stay there all the winter, you know, right out in that field.
Right.
Yes, and then the shed water off of them.
Where did you keep the cows if they weren't in the barn?
They would stay out in the edge of the woods. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And where, what would you call the place when you bring them into milk?
In the cow pen.
Mm-hmm.
In the cow pen.
And
we bring them.
The chickens, how about that? Would you describe that?
You know, like caring for them or like raising them, of course. We pick out a chicken there. You would make a house out of it, just like that. You know, we take them poles and make us some houses. Get out there and cut some timber, you know, larger timber, you know, and split it up and cord it up just right and make, rive it and make boards and cover the chicken house. We get some plank then, some poles, and make us a laying nest for them and put some grass in there, you know, and they lay in there. Of course, they lay so long and then they begin to, you know, go to setting. They'll lay along lots of eggs and go to setting, where we'd have several nesters where we put eggs under them chickens, you know, them hen. And 3 weeks they'd be done hatched out, little chicken, you know, and then we'd take them off and then make us a little box out there or something to put them in there, you know, to hubble them and feed them, you know, to lay, get up large enough to run around. Turn the hen in and out, she'd go in there and roost, you know, when we'd feed them till they get up large enough to go to eating them.
So this, you keep the chickens out of the chicken house? And you keep
yes, sir, keep them out there, you know, yes, sir. We just let them roost in there at night, you know, after till they go there, you know, got a little hatch off. And they go to setting out here in this nest, you know, outside. And then when they were to hatch off, then we put them in a box and make us a little box out of something or other. Make us some boards and dry down around a little pen. Just put them in there, you know, until the chickens and leave place and feed them, you know, and water them. Come in and out till they get up large and then turn them out, let them run around. We'd feed them till they get up large enough to go to eating them.
Did you ever have anything you called a chicken coop?
Yes, sir.
And what's, is that the big house or is that that small box?
Oh, well, that's the big house, you know. The coop?
Yes.
No, that's the little house, the coop, you know, is. We call it a coop, chicken coop.
Where the setting hen would be with?
With the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's the coop, we call it. We make a coop, you know, to put them in.
Mm-hmm.
So we call that the hen nest where she's sitting. Yes, a chicken house where they roost at, you know. And then in that hen nest there, you know, call it a hen nest. And then after she hatch off, we put it in that chicken coop where we keep the little.
And you say you kept the cows in the cow pen?
Yes, that's where we would have mine in the cow pen, where we milk them, you know, a big pen around, you know, that's right. If we didn't have a place, you know, to put them in the stall, where we would just keep them in that lot and feed them, you know, and milk them, you know, or drive them in there and milk them, you know, and then they'd go out in the edge of the woods, in the thick woods, the edge of the woods, you know, to roost at night and keep them.
I see. Did you have a place for other animals outside the barn, or just the cows?
Well,